y'all, what's up? Welcome back to another podcast episode. I'm over here doing Uber Eats right now, so that's my phone is connected to the audio, to the speaker slash mic in my, through my car, basically. So the audio is not going to be as crisp and clear as, you know, other podcast episodes. So excuse that. But if y'all are still interested in tuning in and listening, then awesome. Go ahead and do that. So I was just over here talking to myself because, you know, that's what I do. Gemini shit. Conversations and communication. Anyway, I was over here just talking to myself about, like, the ways that, like, I was thinking about, like, the ways that podcast has helped me. I've shouted out this podcast before, but I definitely want to shout it out again because personally, in terms of where I was at in that place of my life, this podcast has definitely helped me. So shout out to Jasmine Danielle from the Black Girl Experience podcast. Okay, I was listening to Miss Jasmine at a point in my life where I felt alone in terms of, like, my spirituality and breaking away from religion and Christianity and stuff. And I just felt alone. Like, I felt like I was going crazy. I didn't have no one to really, like, talk to for real, you know, other than my cousin. But I feel like, you know, at that time we were going through, like, you know, we were not really talking as much as we do now. But, yeah, so, yeah, I was just talking about, like, I just wanted to, like, hop on here. And I really don't know, like, the topic of this episode for real. You know, obviously y'all know the topic of the episode because y'all know the title. But I name the episodes after I'm done doing the recording. So y'all know the topic of the episode. But I'm just going to be talking about shit. And then I'm probably going to find, like, you know, the common denominator in terms of what I'm talking about. But, yeah, like, podcast has really helped me. And which is why I want to, you know, which is why I decided to do my own podcast and, you know, maybe be that voice for somebody else. You know, I'm not sure, but, you know, Jasmine Danielle, she may not have, you know, thought that her voice was impactful, but it was, you know, and I just want to do that for other people. You know, I want to be the voice and the beacon for other people, especially, you know, being like, I feel like it's really podcast and being able to talk about shit, and it's really, really helpful to my communication. It's been really beneficial to my communication skills, for sure, for sure. And yeah. So, and like I said, I don't know if I think I've mentioned this either. It was on my podcast, another podcast episode, or on my YouTube channel. But I have my degree is in communications. Like, if I'm gonna fucking graduate with a degree in communications, nigga, I better know how to fucking communicate. Like, what the fuck have I been learning the past 4 years? You know? So yeah, if I have a fucking degree in communication, nigga, I'm gonna start talking. I'm gonna communicate. My throat chakra is about to be motherfucking aligned. If anything, if any other chakra, the throat chakra is gonna be aligned, right? So, yeah, and I feel like podcast is definitely a way to, like, step into that. Now, you know, I was definitely one of those people that was like, in the beginning, I just was not really a fan of podcasts. I just really did see, like, you know, it just wasn't for me. I'll just say that. Like, I just thought it was, like, another, like, it reminded me of, like, radio and, like, turning on the radio. And it's like, you know, nowadays, who really listens to the radio? Everybody got their little, you know, Bluetooth connection in their car. You can listen to whatever song you want. You can choose the songs that you want to listen to, right? So I felt like podcast was kind of like, I don't know, for some reason, it just reminded me of listening to the radio and tuning into Like I said, y'all, I'm in the car, so, and I'm actively driving right now, so just excuse any car, any outside, you know, noises. If it's too distracting for you, then this, you know, go ahead and just don't listen to this podcast episode. But I just wanted to record while I'm driving, because sometimes some of my best thoughts, like, I'll be deep in thought, and I'll just be, like, I'll be able to express myself truthfully without thinking about anything while I'm driving. So that's why I wanted to start recording, like, while I'm driving right now. Anyway, so, like, back to what I was saying in terms of, like, podcasts and stuff. So I just, like, I was never really that person to listen to podcasts. It was, it wasn't for me. It was like, nigga, what? I'm gonna listen, if I'm gonna listen to, like, I'm gonna listen to music. Like, what? I'm not gonna listen to somebody talk. But like I said, you know, I was at a point in my life where I was sort of alone in terms of, like, my thought process and how I thought about certain things. I felt like I was literally, I knew there were people in the world who, you know, agreed, or, like, you know, probably, I'm not the only motherfucker in the world, but I just felt alone in terms of, like, the people who I could reach out to talk about this shit, right? So I was just like, okay, I'm gonna start listening to the podcast. And The Black Girl Experience by Jasmine Danielle, she was one of the first podcasts that I listened to in terms of talking about, openly talking about spirituality. And the way she was, she just sounds like, when you listen to her, she sounds like she's a homegirl talking to you. Like, she sounds like we're on the phone together, and she's just talking, and I'm just listening. That's what it sounds like. So I genuinely admire that about her podcast. And, yeah, so shout out to Jasmine Danielle and her amazing podcast. She was one of the very first podcasts that I really, really got into, and I really was like, oh, my gosh, like, this episode is good. Okay, let me listen to another one. Oh, shit, this episode is good. She's talking about some good. Okay. And I just, like, I really fell into the podcast world by listening to her. So shout out to her. But, yeah, podcast has definitely, like, been, you know, it's changed my life. I'll say that. And I'm, right now, I'm currently on, I'm listening to B. Simone's podcast with her and her best friend, Megan Ashley Brooks. Their podcast is called Know For Sure, and I listen to it on YouTube. Like, I listen to the visual. I basically, like, watch the YouTube video of it. I don't tune in on Spotify or, you know, any other, like, podcast platform. I mainly listen to it on through YouTube. But yeah, shout out to her and her podcast. I just love, I really admire, and I love the, like, the open level of communication that they have as friends. They said they've been friends for over 20 years, you know, going on 20 years, they've been friends. And I just, like, seeing Black women uplift each other and be friends like that. And it's unfortunately rare to see. It's rare to see two friends, like, really be friends and not be secretly hitting on each other. Like, it's rare to see that, and that's unfortunate. And it's just refreshing to see her podcast and see that she has that, you know, relationship with her best friend, to where they talk about everything. They, you know, even if they get into a little argument or whatever, they are open and honest about each other, about their feelings and how they feel about things, stuff like that. So I admire them for that, and just being a, showing, you know, other Black women an example of, you know, a good and true friendship, right? Y'all, hold on. I'm doing Uber Eats right now, so I have to drop off this order. Hold on. All right, so we're back. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So the B. Simone podcast, I've been listening to her, and I really admire her relationship with her best friend. And I'm honestly, like, it's another situation where I'm listening to her and her best friend because I feel like I'm alone. I feel like I'm at a point in my, I'm transitioning in terms of, like, I'm not saying, like, I'm cutting people off, but I feel like I'm at a point where my friends and the people in my life, and you know, even my some, you know, family. Like, I'm breaking away from family, and I'm growing in a completely different direction. And you know, there's my friends and my family, they're growing too. I hope they're growing in terms of like them, they're healing themselves, and they're going through their own healing, growth journey and healing journey, you know. But I feel like some of us are growing in separate directions, and that's fine. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with growing apart and growing in separate directions. If I'm not for you, I'm not for you. If you're not for me, you're not for me. And we trying to fake the funk and make it work is just not going to work, you know. So yeah, but I feel like I'm at a point where I'm growing apart from certain people. So I'm at a point where I feel alone again. Like, I don't, like, some of the things that I used to, that I cared about maybe like a year or two, three, 4 years ago, I don't care about anymore. I don't care about those topics anymore. And to be honest, I never really did. I was just faking the funk because, you know, I was just trying to fucking fake the funk. Like, I just wanted to, I didn't want to be alone at that point in my life. But I'm at a point now where I don't have any more fucks to give. Like, I have completely delved into the people pleaser role. Like, I was a complete people pleaser. I will raise my hand and say, like, yeah, that was me. I was a people pleaser. I put other people's needs before my own. I didn't really give a fuck about myself. And yeah, like, I just felt like I was alone. Let me backtrack, because I was just talking about this with myself before I started hitting record. So I'm trying to, like, you know, reiterate some of the things that I was saying to myself. But I've always felt like I've been a self-aware person. Like, that's the thing. Like, I've always felt like I was always on a self, like, I've always, like, fucked with myself, basically. Like, I don't have a problem with being alone. I don't have a problem with being by myself. I don't have a problem with, I don't have a problem with that. Like, I genuinely, like, I prefer to be by myself sometimes, because when you by yourself, you have a lot, you don't have to deal with anybody's shit but yours, and that's free. Like, that's less responsibility in terms of, nigga, you gotta wipe your own ass, and you have to, you know, like, not wipe other people's ass in terms of, like, when you spend time with other people, but when you're by yourself, you literally only worry about wiping your own ass, and you only worry about your shit, and you don't give a fuck about, you're not thinking about other people's shit. And I've always been okay with that. I've always been okay with being alone. That's a whole different topic for another day, in terms of, like, the way that I grew up, you know, how that influenced that. I do have siblings. I have parents, but I wasn't a complete loner. Like, I had friends, you know, growing up, but I've always preferred being alone, right? And for example, when I went to school, let me backtrack again. Like, for example, I would be in a mirror, and I would really be like, yo, I'm really in this bitch. Like, I'm really here in this fucking physical reality. Like, I'm really, I would literally, like, fucking what? How old would I be? Like, maybe middle school. I think it was I probably did it in elementary school. I wasn't aware of what I was doing for real, but I probably did that shit in elementary school / middle school, in terms of, like, when I would be looking in the mirror, and I'm like, yo, I'm really in this bitch. Like, I'm really, like, here. You know, have you ever had those moments? Maybe that's just, I'm sure that's not just me, but, you know, whoever's listening to this podcast, have you ever had those moments where you looked in the mirror and you were like, wow, there's really a person looking back at me right now? You know what I mean? Like, have you ever had those moments? Anyway, I feel like I've always had those moments, and I've always been comfortable with having those moments and being by myself, right? Okay, so when I would go to school, and I would, you know, have to be in a social setting, I would be like, okay, so basically I was grappling between, do I continue, the person who I am by myself, like in the mirror by myself, do I continue to be that person? Like, do I have to, like, you know, pretend to like, or do I have to, you know, basically, I'm saying that to say, like, when I would be in social situations, I felt like I wasn't comfortable being alone in terms of, I wasn't comfortable being myself, not alone. I wasn't comfortable being myself the way that I was when I was alone. And so that was where the people pleaser thing came from. And I started becoming a people pleaser. And I was like, okay, when I'm in a social situation, I'm going to suppress the needs of my own self, and I'm going to cater to other people, and I'm just going to, suppress my own needs to cater to yours. What do you want to talk about? Okay, real shit, like, I would feel like some of the things that I wanted to talk about, I've always been into, like, I feel like I've always been into taboo shit, like, not things that people don't really care to talk about like that. So, and I was aware, like, when I would go to school, and, you know, when you're in school, and, like, when you go to school for the first time, and you're exposed to, like, social situations for the first time, and you have to learn to, like, navigate through those social situations, I would be like, so I'm not by myself, I'm with other people, so do I act the same? Like, basically, I was just grappling with, like, just being myself in front of other people, you know? And so I was like, okay, so, and then I would actually, I think I've tried that, like, I've actually was myself in front of other people, and then, you know, fucking school and mean-ass kids and mean-ass, you know, the popular girl group or the popular kids, they would be like, oh, that's not cool. We don't like that. We don't like you being yourself. That's weird. And so I was like, okay, me being myself in social situations, people don't like that. I was like, okay, so basically what you're saying is I should people please, right? I should put your needs before my own. And I should, like, not really care about being my true authentic self in front of you. So, yeah. Now, I say all that to say, I'm at a point in my life where I don't have any more fucks to give. Like, the fucks to give about other people have ran out. I will literally go crazy trying to, like, make up fucks to give. Like, I genuinely don't have any more fucks to give in terms of, like, I cannot put your needs before my own, because I am going to, like, I'm going to go crazy. Like, I'm not going to say that, but I'm going to go crazy. Like, I'm going to go crazy if I continuously be a people pleaser. Like, I do not have the capability to people please anymore. There's no more of that, like, that cannot, like, I can't do it anymore, basically. So I'm at a point where, like, yo, I don't have no other choice but to be myself. Like, this self-love shit is real, where I love myself so much right now to the point where I cannot be anyone other than myself. I cannot put your needs before my own and people please and do all that shit. I can't. I don't want to. That doesn't interest me. Damn, I got home fast. I didn't even realize how, anyway. But yeah, so I was like, yeah, I don't want to do that. Wait, hold on. I just got another order. Let's do it. Okay. So yeah, I was like, I just felt like, yeah, I'm at a point where I just don't have the capacity. I don't have the capacity to give any more fucks in terms of, like, caring about how I, if I am myself or not in social situations. I have no, I do not, like I said, I do not have any more fucks to give. I do not have the capacity to be anybody other than myself in social situations and not being a people pleaser. Like, that's really what it is. Like, not dumbing down how I feel about things in order to make the room cool and make everybody feel good and feel accepted. I don't like confrontation. I'm not a person that likes confrontation. So I've always avoided confrontation. I was always shunned away from confrontation. But sometimes confrontation is needed. Like, it's like real shit. And I'm at a point where I don't have, like, I have to confront you about certain things. I have to be myself. I have to, because I am going to go fucking crazy if I continue to put your needs before my own. My needs aren't gonna be fulfilled. Nobody's gonna fulfill your needs for you. Nobody's gonna wipe your own ass for you. Nobody's going to brush your own teeth. Nobody's going to eat your food for you. You have to do all this shit for yourself. So I'm at a point where I cannot keep feeding you and I'm hungry. I can't. I'm not about to keep doing that. So yeah, that's, and I'm relating this to podcast. Like I said, I don't have really any direction right now in terms of what I'm making this podcast episode about. I'm just fucking talking about shit, right? So yeah, I just, like, I'm at a point where I'm just, I, you know, and but the thing is with that, I said that to say, like, in terms of, like, oh, me being comfortable with being alone when I was younger. Now I'm at a point where, okay, I don't give a fuck about what other people think about me, but I also want to break out of that, like, relationship with my, not relationship with myself, but I also want to, like I want to be not okay. I've been so comfortable with being alone that I have, like, now I want to actually, oh shit, I missed my turn. It's right here. I missed my turn. I missed my turn. Oh. Wait. Okay, yeah. Sorry, y'all. I'm driving and shit. Multitasking. But yeah, I'm at a point where, like, now I want to, for example, like I said, I've always been comfortable being myself. I mean, being alone and being myself alone, right? I've always been comfortable with, you know, like, I'm always like, okay, well, you know, if I have to people please today, that's fine, because I know when I go back home and I go in my mirror, I'm going to be able to be myself. And it's like, I'm at a point now where it's like, no, I want to be myself authentically around other people as well. And I want to communicate. Like, I've always had a thing of communication issues in terms of back to people pleasing. Like, oh, what do you want to talk about? Oh, okay. Like, what I, you know, I've always thought, like, oh, what I want to talk about is not really interesting, right? Or it may be taboo. So I've thought, like, I've had that expectation or that assumption in my head where, oh, people don't really want to talk about what I want to talk about. So let's talk about what you want to talk about. Okay, what do you want to talk about? Okay, great. We'll talk about that, and that will be that. I'm at a point now where, what do you want to talk about? Okay, I genuinely want to talk about what you want to talk about, too. But also, hey, hi, can we talk about what I want to talk about? Oh, okay, you want to talk about what I want to talk about? Okay, great. Okay, so, and we start that conversation. So I'm at a point now where I want to be around people who want to talk about what I want to talk about, and I genuinely want to talk about what they want to talk about. Because I've always been like, I guess I've always put on this facade of being like the cool cat, like, oh, I'm cool, yeah, like, you want to talk about this? Okay, yeah, I'm down for whatever. Like, okay, I'm cool, like, you know, yeah, like, that's cool, you know, that's cool to me. Okay, that, oh yeah, that's what you want to do? I'm down. But no, it's a really, like, I'm at a point now where I want to put my foot down. It's like, I'm not really cool with that. If I'm being honest, I'm not really cool with that. I don't really want to talk about that. That doesn't really, those topics don't really interest me. You know, just being real with myself, like, I don't really want to talk about those things. Like, you know, so I'm at a point now where I want to communicate to other people. And I want to, like, the people pleasing, like, that bullshit is out the window, right? So now I want to fill that void. I guess, quote unquote, missed, like, on time that I missed with relationship with other people. I want to have genuine conversations with people. And I want to have, like, the same sort of relationship that B. Simone and her best friend has in terms of, like, oh, do you want to talk about this? Okay, I don't want to talk about this. Okay, thank you for being honest with me. Okay, well, we don't have to talk about this. If it's a thing of, like, oh, but I really want to talk about it, and you don't, okay, well, maybe, you know, if you're not willing to compromise or if you're not willing to sacrifice, well, maybe we're just not compatible in that way. And, yeah, like, and, you know, part of that in terms of, like, you know, communication and stuff, like I said, I am completely owning up to the point, to the fact of, like, you know, I have had communication issues. And that's the whole thing, too, in terms of tying into how I was raised to sort of, like, I guess, be quiet or whatever, or, like, you know, just be the cool cat in the situation. you know, oh, everything's cool, everything's fine. Like, yeah, what you want to do? I'm cool. Yeah, I'm down. Like, whatever. And it's like, no, like, I have to speak up. Like, I don't have the capacity anymore to not speak up, you know, to not say what the fuck I feel. And, you know, to not, like, I have too much to say about certain shit. I have too much to say about certain things. And I genuinely want to, like, speak the fuck up on these issues and communicate with people, you know? Hold on, let me pick up this order real quick, y'all. All right, back to what I was talking about. So, a part of, like, the communication, you know, issues or whatever, you know, I can go into, like, how I was raised to just be, like, the cool cat type of person and just kind of, like, be quiet and accept shit. You know, I can go into that, but that's basically what that is. Like, I was just raised to be the cool cat and be quiet and just accept shit. And, yeah. And, you know, this is how things are. So, yeah, just accept it type thing. Alright, I was like, wait, there's a different word that just came in. I was like, wait a damn minute. I don't want to take that. Yeah. So, a part of the reason, like, a part of, yeah, so that was basically that. Like, I was raised to be that type of person. And so, I was raised to, you know, I wasn't explicitly be like, oh, you know, we're people pleasers over here, so this is what you have to do. This is how you become a people pleaser. But I was not like that, but in turn, you know, being the cool cat, being, you know, accepting shit, being quiet about things, I in turn made me a people pleaser. And, you know, putting other people's needs before my own and not really, you know, being able to voice my opinions on how I really feel about shit and just, you know, playing it cool for the crowd, basically, like, making sure everything is, you know, like, no confrontation, like, everything's cool, everything's beaches and cream, like, you know, regardless if I really didn't feel, if I really knew, like, in my heart, or if I felt like I just wasn't comfortable in a certain situation, just playing it cool, like, oh, it's okay, because they're comfortable, so, you know, it must be okay, you know, but it's like, no, if you're not okay, if you're not comfortable, then you're not comfortable, and you should remove yourself from that situation. Not saying that, you know, the situation may not be bad, but it just may not be for you, and that's okay. So, yeah, I'm at a point now where I want to, you know, I was comfortable with being alone. I was comfortable with just being myself in, behind closed doors, Now I want to be myself authentically, unapologetically, in front of, and not being afraid to do it in front of people, in social settings, you know, being myself behind, not just behind closed doors, like, you know, in public as well, and around, you know, my friends and my family. So, yeah, podcast has definitely helped with that. And, yeah, seeing B. Simone and her best friend and the way that they interact with each other. And, you know, she had an episode where it was like multiple black women on the couch, and they were all friends, and they were all talking about, you know, they were all just like, you could tell, like, it was just genuine and supportive. Like, you know, hey, if they actors and they some good ass motherfucker actors, you know what I mean? If they faking the funk today, they were good at it, you know, because I fucking believed it. But you could just tell that they were all genuine and they all, like, cared about each other, and it was no competition. It was no envy. It was like, I support you. You're doing your own thing. And it was like, they were different. They were all different in terms of, like, personalities. They weren't all the same type of person. It wasn't like the fucking Mean Girls. They all wore pink, and they all, you know, it was like, you know, it was probably like a leader of the group, like, in terms of Regina. And it wasn't like that. It was just like, they were all doing their own thing in their own lane, and just supporting and uplifting each other in their other friend's lane. You know, like, supporting, like, understanding that I'm not in the same lane as you, but I am rooting for you to go, I am rooting for you in your own lane. You know what I mean? And, yeah, so I just, like, it was just refreshing to see that, and, yeah, it's really great, and it was hopeful for me to, like, see that. It's like, you know, that is me. That can be me one day. I can have a group of friends where, you know, we may not all agree. We may not all, you know, not necessarily agree, but we may not all, like, be the same type of person. Like, we may not all have the same fucking, you know, exact personality type shit, but we all help each other, and we all support each other, and we uplift each other, and we add to each other's cup in some way or another. You know, I add value. You know, we're not the same for a reason. We're unique for a reason. I see things that you don't see, and you see things that I don't see. And we can, you know, help each other by pointing out some of the things, like, hey, this is what I see from my, like, oh, okay, I never thought about it from that way. Like, oh, okay, you give me a different perspective on seeing certain things. And it was just comforting to see that dynamic, and, you know, just to see that relationship, and how, just to see that, like, friend group, and, you know, specifically with just, you know, her and Megan, it's just refreshing to see, like, you know, there's a genuine love, and there's a genuine connection there, and, you know, black women can support each other and uplift each other without being haters to each other, like, real shit, like, you know. Be passing it real quick, because I gotta cut in front of him, so I gotta take the turn. And yeah, let me just make this turn real quick. Ready? Okay. All right, but yeah, so it was just refreshing to see, honestly. And podcast has definitely helped my communication skills. I'm guessing the episode, I'm gonna say, like, the common denominator in terms of what I'm talking about for this episode is podcast. And yeah, it's like podcast, and how podcast has helped my communication skills to grow genuinely. And, you know, not just like, you know, hold on, I have to pick up another order, y'all. Hold on. Alrighty, so, yeah, podcast has definitely helped, you know, just not just, like, watching, not just listening to other people's podcasts, but also, like, me doing this, like me, you know, like healing, like podcast has been healing for me in terms of like my, I can make a right on this grid, can't I? Yeah, I can. Anyway, make sure I'm going the right way. Okay, so yeah, multitasking. But yeah, so podcast has definitely been something that my communication skills, my communication, my throat chakra has needed in terms of like healing and not like feeling that I wasn't alone, feeling that I had someone to like talk to, quote unquote, even though like I'm not talking to these police people over here talking to me, but I still have like someone to sort of like, I'm not alone basically in that. And a podcast has always made me feel like that, and, you know, since I discovered it, like, you know, about 2 years ago, since I discovered podcasts and stuff, and, you know, in the ways that it helped me. So I want to just, you know, return the favor and, you know, and, yeah, just be that for the people. And, yeah, like, also, while I was picking up this order, I just thought about, I don't care about people's perception of me anymore. I cannot. Like, social media has made it to where we care so much about people's perception of us. Like, if my photo doesn't get enough likes, I'm going to think that the photo was bad, or I'm going to think that nobody likes me. Why do we think that? Like, that's so toxic. Why do we, if nobody views my story, that must mean that I'm not worthy of being viewed. Like, no, like, what? Like, why do we connect to such a deeper thing? And it's like, social media has really made us care about, about our perception of ourselves and in relation to other people. Like, do people like me? Okay, that's indicated, that's measured by how many likes I get on the photo. And it's like, no, like, people could hate your fucking guts and they'll still double tap on the picture. Just, I don't know why, but, or people could, like, you know, there could be people who like you that just aren't on social media and they don't have the means to double tap on your picture, so they not, that's why you're not getting enough, that's why you're not, quote unquote, getting enough likes, because there's people who fuck with you who actually like you, they don't have social media, like, or they don't care to like your picture, like, it's not like, oh, if I don't like my friend's picture, or if I don't boost her post, then she don't like me, or she thinks that I'm, you know, it's like, bro, why do we place so much, social media has made us to where we really care about our perception of, we allow other people to control how we view ourselves, and it's like, that's not how it should be. We really shouldn't do that. And I'm at the point now where that's why I spend a lot less time on social media. You know, my friends, if y'all are watching this, like, I may not double tap your picture right away. I thought it was like a big ass accident on the other side. I don't know what's going on there, but anyway. But yeah, I feel like social media has made it to where, like, yo, I'm like, my friends, if you're watching this, I spend a lot less time on social media now. So if me not double tapping your picture, like, of course I always, like, if I see it, okay, I'm gonna like it, and I'm gonna comment, I'm gonna be like, oh, okay, like, ooh, bitch, you look cute, like, ooh, like, I'm gonna leave a comment, you know what I mean? Because I want to, you know, if it makes you feel sometimes, if it helps to boost your confidence, then I'm gonna boost your confidence, girl. I'm gonna gas you up, but I'm gonna, you know, do that in the comment section, or I'm gonna, whatever the case may be. But do not rely, like, if I don't do that, don't be like, oh, Destiny's hating on me. She didn't like my picture. Oh, she didn't comment on my picture. Why do you care? No, that's not what it is. It's just that I'm not on social media right now. Like, I'm genuinely not scrolling through Instagram right now. I'm not caring about that shit. Like, I'm just not. So, yeah, I feel like social media has made it like, to Right? We care about our, you know, we allow other people's, like, we allow how many likes that we get and how many comments that we get and how many followers that we have. We allow all that shit to affect us, which is why I went on an unfollowing spree. I unfollowed a lot of people. It was not to say, like, oh, I don't want to, I don't care about, like, I don't, you know, you're not important to me or anything like that. Like, you know, it's not like that. It's like, bro, I just want to tailor my timeline to receive certain messages. Like, I am very selective about, I have a whole thing now where I think, like, the screens and stuff that we watch, like, how our TV, our phone, whatever we watch, how we watch the screens that we watch it on, is a portal. We receive information through that, and we have to be conscious about how, what we consume in terms of the information that we are consuming. So I went on a whole unfollowing spree because I wanted to tailor my feed to only be motivational speeches and only, you know, have a whole bunch of fucking quotes and stuff that's just reminding me to keep me encouraged, stuff like that. It's not because I don't want to, you know, I don't care to, like, I don't care about you and I don't want to, like, follow, see how you're doing. Nigga, that's not really important through social media. Like, that's not important. Like, that shouldn't be measured by social media, you know? Like, oh, I'm invested. If you're not invested in me through my social media accounts, then you're not invested in me and you don't care about me. That, I disagree with that. I strongly disagree with that. So I went on a whole unfollowing spree, and I went ahead and I even, like, I removed my followers. Like, I didn't know that Instagram could do this. I think this is, like, new, some type of new shit they have. But Instagram, wait, in car, I'll be with it. Okay. Yeah, Instagram has, like, a thing where you can remove your followers. Like, you could, like, the people who you follow, you could be like, I don't want them to follow me anymore, instead of, like, oh, you just unfollowing them. Like, you could know, you could have them unfollow you. So I went ahead and I even did that. Like, I removed a lot of the people who were following me because I felt like, y'all don't really give a fuck about me. Like, I don't know who these people are. I probably had them, it was like friends of a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend type shit. It was random ass fucking robot accounts that were following me that, you know. And it was just like, no. Oh,
hi, Allie.
Yeah. Here you go. Here you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
You too.
Y'all just heard me drop off an order. I feel bad because his, like, he was looking at me because the little, like, tab that keeps his, like, food closed, it was open. Like, it opened. I didn't open it, but it, like, it opened because, like, the handle was not strong enough to, I don't know, when you, like, pick it up and you hold it by the handle, it just automatically wants to open itself up. So he was looking at me, like, handing it to him with the tab open. And I could sense, like, I read the look on his face, like, nigga, did you go through my food? Like, did you look in my shit? Did you contaminate my shit? And I was looking at him like, here you go, here's your food. And I'm like, here you go, have a great night. But anyway, so, wait, how do I get back on the freeway? Okay, this is the entrance. Okay. But yeah, so, it was just like, wait, where am I saying now? I done lost my train of thought in delivering this order. Oh, yeah, so social media. Like, I feel like we care too much about what people think about us, like, in terms of, like, and how we allow social media to validate that. And it's like, no, like, we shouldn't do that. Like, I would do that, too, where I'd be like, oh, this picture didn't get enough likes. Then maybe I'm not. Maybe this picture isn't cute enough. Like, what? I would really be digging shit like that. It's like, no, we cannot continue that cycle of people like caring about us. Like, we cannot continue that cycle. We can't. So yeah. We just can't do it. Don't care about how society views you. Don't give a fuck about none of that shit. None of that shit matters. Do you, be you, unapologetically, everywhere, in everything that you do. That is one of the things that I'm focused on for sure with my self-love and my healing journey. Like, I am unapologetic. I made a vow to be myself unapologetically everywhere in any situation that I enter. And, you know, a part of that is not, I am also saying, like, I do not care about how I'm perceived, essentially. I don't care about other people's perception of me. I did that at one point where I cared about other people's perception of me, and I allowed that shit to run my life, and it was exhausting, and I'm not doing that shit no more. I don't have any more fucks to give in terms of that. So yeah, I don't care about how I'm perceived in terms of you know, if I post some nowadays, when I post on social media, I'll be posting and I post and I go. You know, if I want to post something, I will post it and I will leave the app. I will not spend there. I will not sit there waiting on my likes and waiting on the comments to come in and see, oh, did it get enough? Do people like this? Did it get enough likes? Do people care about this shit? Like, no, I'm a post and I'm a go. You know, I use social media as a communication tool. Now I use it as a tool to, I always say, like, whenever I post something on my story now, whenever I post, like, you know, something now, I'll be like, what's the purpose of me doing this? Am I doing this to, mainly, I want to do it for two reasons. To inform and to inspire. If I'm posting this right now and it's not aligned with those two reasons, then it's something, then I need to look at the post and I need to look at my intention and I need to understand, why am I really doing this shit? Like, why am I really posting this for real? Like, what's the true intention behind me posting this? You know, is it to, like, show off my life and, you know, oh, this is what's cool, like, you know, and, like, you know, I still be like, you know, I'll still post a selfie, like, oh, you know, oh, I'm doing random shit. This is what I'll record me, you know, doing random shit, or I'll post a picture, a video of me looking cute or whatever, and I'll post it on social media. But I don't, the main point I'm trying to get across is, like, the intention is I don't do it to, if it don't get enough likes, if I don't get enough story views, I don't care. I'm just doing it because I'm having fun and I just want to post on social media and I just want to, I'm just having fun right now. I'm just, you know. So, yeah, that's just kind of where I'm at with it. Oh, shit. Oh, no, baby girl. Oh, shit. I'm on fig. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm from L.A. I live in Los Angeles, California. I live near South Los Angeles, California, South LA. I'm on Fig right now, and if you know, you know, you know, if you know the, if you know Fig, you know what the, you know the tagline, you know what's going on Fig, right? And I just saw that, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's so sad to see that, like, dang, that really be happening on this fucking street, like, anyway, back to what the fuck I was saying. Yeah, y'all, don't give a fuck about winning the ticket for you, fuck that shit, okay, use social media as a tool that helps you in some way, shape, or form, okay, that helps in some way, shape, or form, okay? Don't do it to appease anybody else. Don't do it for validation. Don't do it for none of that shit, okay? And, yeah, that's kind of like, I just wanted to wrap it up on that. Yeah, so shout out the podcast. Shout out to my communication skills getting better and better each and every single motherfucking day. And yeah, shout out to me walking in my truth and me being unapologetically myself in every fucking situation that I enter. Okay? Period. And yeah, like, just shout out to that for real. Fuck, the police are right there. Damn it, I was about to do some illegal shit. Damn it. Okay, yeah. Anyway, I was about to just fucking hop all the way over to that lane because I know I have to turn and I know I'm in the wrong lane. Anyway. We're going to find a way that we're going to get home. We're going to get back home. We're going to get back home. But, yeah, so, yeah. It's so sad to see that. Oh, my gosh. It's so sad to see. Okay, anyway, but, yeah, so, shout out to the podcast. I'm just like, I'm kind of like distracted by what I just saw. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little distracted, but we're gonna get right back centered. We're gonna get right back to it. So yeah, shout out to me being myself unapologetically everywhere that I am. Shout out to me removing the people pleaser trait and me saying fuck that shit. And shout out to me, shout out to me saying fuck that shit and me, you know, not be pleasing anymore, and me being myself, and me caring about, you know, me loving myself to the point where I understand that I am worthy of other, I am worthy of love that I give to other people. I am worthy of, I deserve my opinions and my thoughts to be heard, and I deserve to communicate openly and authentically about how I feel about certain shit. And shout out to B. Simone and her podcast, Know For Sure podcast. Shout out to Megan Ashley Brooks. Shout out to Jasmine Danielle from the Black Girl from the Black Girl Experience podcast. And yeah, shout out to my friends and family. Y'all are over here tuning in to my podcast. I appreciate y'all. I do. I shout out to the strangers too. I be seeing, like, it be telling me who be watching my shit, and it be some, like, niggas in France. Nigga, what? No, I'm just saying that. But there's like, it's like a very small percentage. But like, it's like, if they tell us, they tell me that it's like a percentage that people from outside of the United States, someone who's like, I don't know, someone who's outside of the United States is tuning into my podcast right now. And that person who was tuning in, thank you for listening to my podcast. I love y'all. I genuinely do. I love everybody unconditionally. I hope everybody love, you know, this is themselves. And, you know, yeah, I love y'all. I really do. And I just want to concur, like, the same way that the B. Simone podcast and the Know For Sure podcast and Black Girl Experience, the same way that their podcasts have positively influenced my life and encouraged my communication skills. And, you know, it was a time, you know, I used it at a time where I felt alone and I felt like I needed somebody to talk to. I hope that I could be that for somebody else. I hope that I am that for somebody else. And I hope that, you know, I'm doing, you know, I'm just returning the favor and I'm just, you know, making it a whole big ass fucking circle in terms of, like, you know, me giving back to, you know, just being that for somebody else, basically. So yeah, my quote to end off this podcast would be, just be you. I think I said this in the mirror this morning, and I was like, I was over here snapping my fingers after I said, I was like, ooh, yes, I said this in the mirror this morning. You know, I was just doing my little daily affirmations or whatever, and I said this, I was just talking to myself, and I said this quote, like, I created it, I don't know, I was like, I put two and two together, but I'm pretty sure somebody said this before. I'm not the first person who said this, but whatever. My quote for the end of this podcast episode would be like, oh, fuck, see, now I'm freaking fucking quote. It's basically like, your truth isn't, my truth doesn't exist because you validate it. You know, like, my truth isn't validated by your experience. Ooh, there, that's what it was. My truth is not validated by your experience of me or your perception of me. So, yeah, something like that. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Y'all know, y'all get it. Y'all are smart, okay? Yeah. So, yeah, that's basically what I'm trying to say, and that's the quote of the end of this podcast. And, yeah, if you like it, share it to other people, okay? You know, let's continue the love healing journey. Let's continue to encourage and uplift other people. And, yeah, I love y'all, and have a great rest of your night. Ciao. Or, well, it's nighttime for me, so that's why I'm saying nighttime. But whenever y'all are watching this video, I'm sorry, watching this podcast, yeah, go ahead and have a great rest of your motherfucking day, night, evening, whatever. Also, I have a YouTube channel, if you didn't know, if you're a podcast listener and you didn't know I have a YouTube channel, and my YouTube name is Destiny the Diary. That is the name of it. And if you want to tune into that and you want to see visual sort of podcast episodes, I'm definitely going to take my podcast. I'm going to start doing this visually. I'm definitely going to start doing that. I'm just waiting to buy a podcast mic. That's what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to be uploading on YouTube these same videos, these same audio recordings, and just like a visual format of it. So, yeah, go ahead, follow my YouTube channel, and like it, to share it, and all that good stuff. All right, y'all. Bye.